investment. This is the Debbie Lewis Show on AM 1380, The Biz.
Good morning. This is Debbie Lewis, and we are back. We are talking about money and finances in small business. And, of course, I have with us today Selma Canis. Selma, thanks for so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, tell everybody who you're with.
So I'm with the Florida Small Business Development Center here at the USF, and my main office is here in Tampa Bay.
All right. Now tell me, what do you counsel? And we have you guys on all the time to talk about what you counsel, who you counsel. What is your specialty, Selma?
So my specialty is international trade. I help small businesses that are interested in expanding their market overseas. So I help them with that. A lot of the times they're new to the export process. They don't know exactly where to start or how to go by doing it. So that's what I help them with.
How at what point does a small business decide that, you know, or why do they decide they want to do international business all of a sudden?
Well, it's not really like all of a sudden, because it takes a little bit of time, a little bit longer than establishing domestic new markets. But it's really a company that is stable domestically. They're successful domestically, and they want to expand and grow their international business. We have a lot of consumers outside of the U.S. Majority of the consumers are outside of the U.S., so there's a huge potential to make money and to become very lucrative and hire more employees, which is really what we really want to do.
Sure, sure. When small businesses decide that they want to do international business, what's the first step that you have them do other than make sure that they are solid financially?
Well, what we do is I personally don't do a financial analysis. That's not my specialty. We do have financial analysts on our staff that can do that for the company, and that's a whole other program. They need to have, positive cash flow, and they need to understand that it's going to take a little bit of time. It could take upwards to a year to actually get established anywhere.
Okay.
Because it takes a lot of research to find out what is your best potential market. It takes time to travel to the country. Might have to do, you know, trade show or trade mission. All of that takes money and time and people. So they need to be, you know, very committed to the process and understand that it's not going to be an overnight success. In addition, they need to really understand regulations for each country that they want to enter. So it's a process. And they need to be, you know, committed to the process, and they do need to understand that it's going to take money.
How do you decide how much money it's going to take? Or who decides that? The country that they're going into?
Well, what happens is they need to, it's a variety of things. It's going to take some money up front to just travel and build those relationships. Once you have that established and build, so we're talking travel-related costs.
Okay. So you do have to go to the country that you're going to do business with.
Yes, you do.
At some point.
Yeah, you do.
Now, what's the importance of that? Because, you know, everybody has the internet now, and everybody can email and text. What's the point of that?
The point of that is that you really need to build those relationships. So just the same as domestically, people will do business with you if they know you and they trust you and they like you. So it's the same thing overseas. And more so, a lot of times it's even more important because they're dealing with, you know, foreigners. So
sure.
Your business partners on the other side, I mean, they really need to know you. They want to know that they connect with you, and you have that time that you need to build that trust and build those relationships. So there's a variety of ways that you can do that, and there's a several organizations that can help with that and provide a lot of assistance that I think the small businesses still don't know all about. You know, they don't know that we're all out here to help them.
Right, right. Well, what can you do to assist? I know you help them through the process, but do you help them make those connections?
Absolutely. So we have a program that we work together. We're partners with Enterprise Florida and with the U.S. Commercial Service, the Department of Commerce. And the three of us work together to provide an export marketing plan for our small business exporters that are ready to export. So they're successful domestically. You know, they make a certain level of revenue. They have a certain number of employees, so they're ready to go. They can definitely, start looking into other markets. So what we do as partners, we provide all the necessary market research, all the data to help the small business owner make a very informed decision as to which countries would provide the most potential for their industry and their products. Once we have all of that done and they make those decisions, then we start looking at how do we get into those markets, and that's where the U.S. Commercial Service comes in, and they provide gold key matching service where they actually make those connections.
What group is this again?
That's the U.S. Commercial Service.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does anybody have access to them as well as, like, to you?
Oh, yeah. Everybody has access to them.
Okay.
Our regional, the district office for them here is in Clearwater. Everybody has access to them. It's part of the Department of Commerce, and they provide these services, a lot of services, to help our exporters on the other side. They have international trade specialists and offices in over 80 countries.
Wow.
So, it's just a lot of information, a lot of resources that are available that they just really don't know about, So
sure,
I think this
not.
Is great that you're having these podcasts, because I think it gets the word out there that there is assistance for our small businesses in, like, every aspect of their business, pretty much.
It is important, and just for everyone to know, we have, you can call me directly or Jose at the station and email me at Debbie@DebbieLewisShow, and we can get you in touch with any of the speakers that you hear on the show. We've got names and numbers for everyone, so I can get you back in touch with Selma again if you want more information. Selma, if they're local in Tampa and they're here with us and they want to make an appointment, is it over by phone? Do they need to come to you in person? How does that part work?
Well, it's really the best way is to have a meeting face to face, and they can call our main office and make an appointment with me, or I can also go to their site. So I do on site client meetings a lot as well. We have a 10 county region, and I work all of that. My main office is in Tampa at the Port Tampa Bay buildings. That's where where my headquarters are, but I can travel to all of our counties.
Perfect, perfect. If people do want to make an appointment with you, they can come down and start that process. What is the areas that people are most expanding into today?
Well, of course, it's going to be our closest regions. So Latin America, the Caribbean, Canada, Mexico, always. There are our top trading partners, just because it's much easier to do business with them. Asia is becoming really, really in the headlines right now. There's a lot of resources available for Asia. They're really starting to buy. So but for us, for Florida ourselves, it's going to be the majority is going to be what's closest to us, which is going to be Central and South America, the Caribbean, and Canada.
Wow. Okay. So if they want more information, Selma, how do they contact you directly to make an appointment to start this process rolling? Because it does sound like it's going to take a while, but super exciting.
Oh, yeah. It's really – it's so much fun. It really is very interesting and exciting, and there's a lot of potential to make money. So it's a great avenue to pursue if they're ready to expand. They can call our main office at 813-905-5800 and just speak to our intake coordinator, Pat Bryant, and make an appointment.
Perfect. Thanks so much for being with us today, and we're going to have you back.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right.
I appreciate
the time.